You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Behind the Steel Curtain editor Dave Schofield coming at you with the Mike Tomlin press conference recap. Once again, no, this is not Jeff Hartman. Jeff had a dentist appointment today, so therefore I said I would step in and cover the press conference and record the podcast for him so he can do normal things that people do. Yes, senior editors have teeth that need cleaned as well. So let's just dive right in to the press conference. Mike Tomlin opened up, wanted, as normal, talking about injuries right off the bat. He said just normal bumps and bruises. You'll see some veterans, you know, maybe held out a little bit early in the week as they deal with playing a full game. That's really of no surprise. He specifically said how sometimes those veterans taking time off just gives another opportunity for some of the younger guys to show what they can do and get the extra work, specifically mentioning Ben Roethlisberger and therefore Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins getting more time. We'll see. This is Coach Tomlin's way of saying, without saying it, that we should see Ben Roethlisberger most likely not practicing on Wednesday. That's what I would anticipate from that. And that's the way that they continue to do things. Coach Tomlin also went on to talk about from the game this past week, the young guys that really stepped up, talked about having, you know, six of their draft picks as basically starters. Although Presley Harvin III doesn't ever get an official start to a game because punters aren't considered starters based on when they come onto the field. But between Harvin and the four guys on offense and Kendrick Green, Dan Moore, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, and then on defense with Trey Norwood, there was a lot of young guys contributing a lot of snaps in that win on Sunday. And he just wanted to bring those guys, bring them up, give them some praise, say that they did a nice job in their first action. Because honestly, the regular season is completely different from the preseason. Coach Tomlin's one Tomlinism that he brought up several times that we'll note a few times as we go was he talked about things being both individually and collectively, meaning talking about the individual players and what they needed to do and things that they needed to do collectively as a group. He dove right in then to talking about the Raiders, as Coach Tomlin does, you know, kind of gushing over their opponent. But a lot of things to say because he talked about how they had a big win on Monday night. That was a big win for them. First time that they were in their stadium in front of a full crowd that they could get that upset against one of the Steelers AFC North rivals. I'll say it that way, that they did the Steelers a pretty big favor by taking out the Ravens, but now the Steelers have to turn their focus. You know, they don't face the Ravens until December. They've got to focus on the Las Vegas Raiders. It's still weird to say Las Vegas, but I'll screw that up a couple times here, but here we go. On defense, Coach Tomlin specifically talked about their defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, and where he spent time in Los Angeles with the Chargers and the other assistant coaches, and how he's very familiar with them. He said that they made big plays in big moments. That's what their defense did. Specifically brought up their defensive line, the defensive front. He says they were the catalyst for the splash plays. Talked several times throughout the entire press conference about their coach, Rob Marinelli, and how he worked with him for, I think he said, 5 seasons. It was either 4 or 5 seasons that they had coached together. So he had a lot of great things to say about Coach Marinelli. Said that there'll be a lack of tape on their defense because this was really a pieced together group coming into 2021, not a very similar unit to what they had last season. And he talked a little bit more about that in the question and answer period. On offense for the Raiders, he talked a lot about Coach Gruden and Derek Carr and their relationship and what they do. And of course, the tight end Waller. He says he's a dynamic, big athlete. He's not a typical tight end. So to think of him as just a tight end is going to, if you look at him merely as a tight end, is going to burn you. Mentioned about their running back Jacobs, that he can burn you and really gouge you in the running game if you're focused too much on the pass. And then he specifically brought up Alex Leatherwood, their tackle, that the respect he has for him. You know, he's a rookie, and he said how he spent time with him during the draft process in Tuscaloosa because they were down there so much with Najee Harris. He was another player that they spent a lot of time with. From there, Coach Tomlin went on to the questions. He was asked about using so many players in the nickel, and that they did that a lot to minimize Josh Allen. That's what they did for that week. They did, and that they did a good job individually and collectively. There's our theme. Okay, talked about Najee Harris and him playing every single snap, and he says that he's a highly conditioned player, but a lot of that had to do with there wasn't a lot of snaps on offense in the first half, and that's where he would have expected a young player to kind of, you know, emotionally wear himself out with everything. And because there wasn't a lot of offensive snaps in the first half, they felt that Harris was still in great shape to continue to be on the field for them in those key moments, and ended up playing every snap. That was just for this week. When it was asked about scouting the Raiders defense more than just this one game that they had on Monday night, he said to Coach Tomlin said that if he wants to look at their schematics, they need to scout the 2020 Chargers more than they do the 2020 Raiders, that they can look at what they've done in 2021. But if they want to look at past years of what they do schematically, they needed to look more at the Chargers because that's where a lot of their coaches came from this offseason. Coach Tom was asked about how they didn't blitz very much and whether it was one blitz, two blitz, you know, red blitz, blue blitz. I don't know. Sorry. That it was very, very minimal in number, and that Coach Tomlin specifically said it was for that game. That game was why they did what they did. So, you know, reminding people, just because that's what they needed to do against Buffalo isn't what you will see week in and week out from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coach Tom was also asked about the outside linebacker rotation and how that worked out and worked very well for them. He says he's not going to focus on making sure he gets the right number of snaps for those three guys, that it depends on the situation and everything else throughout the game. But it's really nice to have those players at his disposal to work things the way that they did on Sunday. Coach Tom was also asked about having fans in the stands at Heinz Field this Sunday, and something that Coach Tomlin brought up is like, that's great that we have full fans. It's up to us. It's up to the players, individually and collectively, to make the plays, to make the crowd a hostile crowd. That if they're not making the plays they need to make, then the crowd can be taken out of it, because that was something that they focused on going to Buffalo, that's something that they needed to do, was to make the plays to minimize the crowd. Now, coming home, they need to make the plays to maximize the crowd. He was asked what he learned from week one and the big win that they had over the Bills. He says it was a lot of little lessons. And he got to know his players better individually and collectively yet again. So there we have it. Was asked about Cam Hayward still bringing the heat at his age. Coach Tomlin laughed about that. And he says he likes to joke about Cam's age because of how they joked around when Cam was the young guy and all the other guys were old. Now Cam's the old guy. But he says that it just gives Cam a reason to rise up. And he actually asked the media, he said, please keep talking about it. Keep talking about Cam's age, because he wants that to be able to fuel him. So he's like, yeah, please keep it up for me. He was also asked specifically about the Raiders' Max Crosby and the good game that he had on Monday night. He says he has a lot of motor and a lot of skill, but he says that the same thing could be said about all the players on the Raiders' defensive front. He was also asked about the offensive line play. He liked the spirit in which they worked. He liked a lot of the things in which they worked, but they need to have a better product. He says they did a lot of things to prepare for the game. Now they just need to be able to improve their product on the field. And the key to this group is they need to keep working. Okay. Also mentioned when he was asked about the receivers, Coach Tomlin mentioned about how they did a great job showing their maturity when they didn't really have many opportunities in the first half. And yet you stay in the game, you stay focused, and you wait for those opportunities. And then he mentioned those opportunities that players had later in the game. The touchdown catch by Deontay Johnson, the big catch by Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, things like that. The tight ends, they weren't targeted very much, but they made the big plays when they were called on. And it was the second half, and you know, they stayed with it until that time. Also, he was asked about, you know, working under John Gruden in the past. You know, it's funny, as long as Coach Tomlin's been the head coach of the Steelers, you got to remember back before he was there that he was under John Gruden. And he says what the biggest thing that he said about Gruden right off the bat was he has no fear. And that's kind of what helped Coach Tomlin develop that as a head coach. So the infamous Tomlinism of "we don't live in our fears," I guess, can be traced back to Coach Gruden. Coach Tomlin was also asked about Kendrick Green, and he was specifically asked about the three snaps where he was taken out of the game early in the second half. He made sure that he avoided that question. He just answered the other part of the question. That's something you got to realize. If you ask Coach Tomlin a two-part question and he doesn't want to answer one of the parts, he just won't. If you really want him to answer something specifically, you can't give him an out to talk about something else. So instead, he talked about Kendrick Green, about playing with energy and physicality. And, you know, once again, got to be more polished, keep working, get better. But he brought up something that was a really good point, and that is the rookie center doing so well in Buffalo, working on a silent count, that they were doing a silent count. He even brought up that Dan Moore did a good job of making sure, you know, not snapping the ball, but making sure to not be called for the false starts, dealing with a silent count, and that he fully expected to have times where they were first and 15 or a third and 3 turning into a third and 8 because of the young guys on the line and the silent snap count. But they did a fantastic job with that, and he wanted to commend them on that. The last two things Coach Tomlin talked about was he was asked about Darren Waller again. I think it's Darren. I hope I didn't mess up the first name again. I just wrote down Waller in my notes here about how to cover him. Coach Tomlin, you know, they brought up multiple options in the question of how they could cover him. And Coach Tomlin says, yeah, you think I'm going to answer that? No, he's not going to disclose that. He's not going to say how they're going to cover him, because guess what? Then the Raiders will do something different to try to get him open. He says the biggest thing that you have to deal with is that, you know, the guy had 19 targets. He's like, you have to be ready to, you know, and be prepared to deal with someone who's going to be given 19 targets. So that was a really good point that he brought up. And then the last thing that Coach Tomlin talked about was getting his young players ready for the crowd, both this week as the pro Steelers crowd and getting them ready last week. It was something that he talked about on his pregame show that someone was referencing in the question. And he said, college crowds, you know, 100,000 people at a college crowd, but it's not the same as a pro crowd. Yes, you're used to being in front of people, but the way he laid this out to his players was, in the college crowd, they're cheering for you, but in the pro crowd, they're cheering against you. I thought that was a really interesting point, you know, that was just the difference of the environment to have his players ready for that. But in all, that's everything that Coach Tomlin talked about in his press conference. Make sure that you are tuning in to all of our podcasts. The entire lineup, it's out there. Make sure that you're checking us out anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just search for BTSC or even just Steelers, and we'll be one of the ones right there. Make sure you're checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. It is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's get ready as the Steelers prepare to for their home opener against the Raiders, you know, pushing to go that 2-0. All we can do is just get ready for this one and say, go Steelers.